When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Okay. Something happened at the end of today's regular old show. Regular radio show and podcast that we need to get more into because we ran out of time. But Rob just revealed the fact that he's had something planned for a long time and paid for it and is doing it this weekend, which is very un-Rob like the activity. It's his 20-year high school reunion, and he's going to socialize with his old classmates.
Yep. I regret every second of this at this point.
Why?
Because, so, I didn't really hang out with that many people in high school. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. How many friends of yours that were your buddies in high school are going to be there and for you to be hanging out with this weekend?
I don't know. I can see the people who are in the group on Facebook, but not who's attending, so I'm not sure.
Do you have many people in your life now, Rob, that you knew in high school?
Not that I went to high school with, but people I did know when I was in high school.
Okay, but they're not people that would be attending this thing this weekend because they graduated with you or something.
Correct.
Is Meredith excited?
I don't know.
Okay. Have y'all discussed anything about the weekend?
No.
Okay.
Just that she's going and you bought her a ticket.
Yep.
How much was the ticket to go?
$35.
Huh?
Per person?
I believe so. Hold on. It was...
Well, I mean, because that's got to pay for a meal and
sure. That's what I was going to ask. Is there a meal and everything?
Sorry, it's 60. It was 65 per couple. So
okay,
65. Yeah.
So is there a dinner?
It's at a place that has food, so I don't know for sure, but I would assume something like that. Yeah.
What kind of place is it?
Let me see what the name of it is. It's a brewing place.
Okay.
In Holly.
Yeah. Because on one of the small town adventures. One time we happened in on a high school reunion at one of the sports bars. And I guess that's a thing now. That's the way they do them. Because with our high school reunions, it was rent out a building, have a big, like the DJ coming in and dancing and all of that kind of stuff. But it was also Saturday during the day. A lot of people went to they would do them in the fall, and this is my 10th reunion. I haven't been to any of the other ones since. I didn't go to the 20th or 25th or 60th or any of that. But a lot of people went. They would go to a football game on Friday night.
That's what we did.
And then Saturday was a kind of like a park day with all the families and stuff, and then Saturday night was the dance. And, it was okay. Yeah. Because I all of those people I grew up with from kindergarten on, only one school. Kindergarten was one school. Elementary was one. Middle, high school. There weren't several in town that you were broken up into things. And so, we were all together the whole time, and it was okay. It wasn't, like when the 20th came around, I wasn't making that trip back to Louisiana for that.
Yeah, I've been to all three of mine, 10, 20, and 30. They were great. We did the same thing. Mm-hmm. Got there on Friday, went to the ball game Friday night, all went to this hotel bar afterwards. And then Saturday, we did the thing at the school. The last one, did you think of the school that we got a tour because they're built on a new part of the school?
Yeah.
And it's weird to see the names of people that you went to high school with that are now coaches or teachers there. You're like, oh, my God, that kid graduated 2 years after us. So he's now the science teacher? That's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. And then that night we had like a dinner, and it was supposed to be a dance, but nobody really danced. Everybody just stood around and, you know, had drinks and talked. And it was great. We had a blast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the person that put this together is, when we were in high school, his dad was the principal. So, and I think he's a teacher now. So he was following in his father's
face. Was he the class president or something?
No, I don't think he may have been, but maybe also not officially, but like people went to him with these kinds of things.
Yeah. So. Cause I think historically that's the way it works. The class officers are the ones that are, you know, charged with kind of at least getting the ball rolling and planning a high school reunion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm just shoot me now.
Yeah.
If I got to be on the planning committee of a high school reunion.
Yeah, my next one will be my 40th.
Oh, my God.
Mm. 2 years will be 2026 will be my 40th high school reunion. And I'm going to roll up in there with a three-year-old. What's up, kids? Look what I got.
So you graduated the year after I was born. Great.
Like you brought your grandkid. Nope, I did not.
Oh, they've already heard the news back home.
It's a big story.
They have. Thanks to social media.
It's been and your sister still lives there.
Yeah.
And she's just yelling it in the streets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of them sent me gifts. They're really nice. Not a bunch. A few of them sent me gifts for Dax. They're very nice. I always look forward to it. It's always a lot of fun. I have a great time.
So, but you haven't talked to anybody, Rob, that you're planning on, you know, hanging with at the thing?
No.
That's why it's so surprising. Yeah, we were talking the other day about like, what do you remember your first outfit of the day, first outfit of the school year? Do you remember any of them from like high school? Of course, right?
Yeah.
It was like your best outfit. Everything's new. Yeah. We were asking Rob, and he goes, no, I don't remember a single one.
The only thing
like,
I remember
nothing about them. So like, it just didn't seem like high school was meaningful or left an impression on him. So when he said he's going to his reunion, I went,
Rob,
that is mind-blowing to me.
Is there anybody you are going, anybody that you hope is going, that you're looking forward to seeing? Like, I would really like for this guy to be there or this girl to be there.
Not that I can think of.
Hmm. Did you have a best friend in high school?
There was a guy that I picked him up and dropped him off every day going to and from school, and we hung out on the weekends.
Did y'all graduate together?
I was thinking he may have been just like the homeless guy on the route to and from.
I picked him up.
So do you still talk to him at all, Rob?
No.
So how long has it been since you've seen that guy?
Oh, 17 years probably.
Okay. So would it be interesting to you at all if you saw him? Like, oh, man, he's here. I'm going to talk to him.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Oh, how nice of you.
How long do you think y'all will stay at the function?
Well, it starts at 6 and it's over at 9:30. So depending on how quickly they can get me my food, 8 o'clock maybe.
Yeah, he does not want to go.
But he's gonna have to eat $35.
Oh, I'm not wasting that money that I spent. I don't know why I did. I really have no idea why I would do
either.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
Possessed me to do this.
And Riggins, you were more taken aback too that he didn't say anything to us about it all this time.
Yeah. Just casually asking what everybody's doing this week. He's like, I'm going to my 20th year anniversary. Why didn't you say anything? You know, we want to talk about that on the show. That's crazy.
I literally just didn't think about it because I think in my head, I'm like, God, I wish I'm not going to this.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to. No one's got a gun. I mean, you're out $65, but $65. It's, you know, you don't have to go.
I'll go for a minute at least.
Because trust me, I would pay $65 to get out of something. Not a problem. I'd pay $100.
But I bet they'd give you your money back. That's what you ought to do. You ought to reach out and say, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. Can you give me my $65 back?
I don't think they would because they had to pre-order. I know. This.
Right. Well, that would be funny. Oh,
yeah. I said pre-order, sorry.
Just start browbeating them.
Hey, give me my money back.
I'll sue you.
Yeah, just walk into the brewery and be like, I want my $65. I'm not hanging out with you losers all night.
If I am.
I just need I need $65 worth of food and I'll get the hell out of here. So just come.
What's up, nerds? Give me my money.
So what year did you graduate, Rob?
2004.
2004. You don't have to dress like y'all dressed in 2004, 2004?
Nobody has said anything about it.
Oh, my God. That would be funny.
What?
If Rob signed up to it and they said, well, hey, you know, we got to dress like we did in high school.
Well, I don't think mine's that much different, to be honest with you.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Fair enough. Yes.
It's the same.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.